All right, Chase, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Well, congratulations on another win here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. We're going to go ahead and move straight to questions, but thanks again for joining us here for a little bit. So we're going to take our first question from Dustin Long. Dustin, go ahead.
Chase, just what this weekend was like with two races in 2 days and the challenges just from a driver's point of view with the heat, with the thinking about changes. Obviously, Cup drivers will have to go through this in a couple weeks at Pocono.
Yeah, yesterday I didn't think it was bad at all. I felt like I could have went another 250 miles, and then today I felt fine until the very probably five or, you know, just all those cautions. It got so hot inside the race car, and when I was trying to run down Noah, I mean, that was everything I had. So it's definitely a challenge, the Pocono deal will be tough. You know, there's not very much airflow at all in those cars either. But it was definitely tough. I think physically, this is probably one of the hardest races. I think just because back-to-back, your body normally takes 1 or 2 days to kind of recover from the day before. And, you know, we didn't have that opportunity, after yesterday. So, sure, that was a lot of it. But, yeah, it was definitely tough. And then today just felt way hotter than yesterday, I felt like.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, we'll take a question from Jordan Bianchi. Jordan, go ahead.
Chase, two questions. One, when we talked before the beginning of the year, you said this year you really wanted to prove yourself that you could win races consistently, 3 wins in 10 races so far this year. Do you feel like you've made a statement?
To a certain extent, but you know, the sad thing is I feel like we could have six wins right now. You know, you take yesterday. I feel like yesterday we were the best car. I didn't feel like we were today. And then you take Atlanta. That's another one that, you know, we threw away, and, you know, Bristol or Daytona could have won either way. So, you know, I feel like we could have 6 wins out of 10, but, you know, to have 3 is good. You know, we just got to execute. I feel like lately we've been beating ourselves a lot, you know, that's me included. So, you know, it's nice to kind of make a statement, and not make a statement, but just kind of back up, you know, what I said, that I feel like truthfully I can win that amount of races. And, you know, we're off to a really good start. We're not even halfway yet, but it's a good start. So we just got to keep doing what we're doing. We knew at the beginning of the year was kind of better racetracks for me. And, you know, we're going to go to a couple tracks that are kind of struggle for me. So it's just a matter of if we can kind of figure it out there and maybe steal a win kind of like we did today.
Second question is have you already started having conversations about your future and what that might entail for 2021?
I haven't had any conversations yet. I know I'm ready to start talking about it just because I want to – obviously kind of have a game plan on what's going on. The last couple of years, my stuff's always been done after the end of the season. It's a tough situation to be in, but, you know, Ford has continually stuck behind me and believed in me. And, you know, I'm confident that they're going to continue to do that as long as I can keep winning races. So, you know, that's all I can do. They haven't told me anything that's going to happen next year. But, you know, if I can keep winning races, hopefully I can prove my worth. And that's all you can do is just try to do the best you can and continue to try to win races.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, we'll take our next question from Lee Spencer. Lee, go ahead.
Thank you. Congratulations, kiddo. Wanted to ask you, since you and Cindric are the only two Fords in the field, and I know you guys are buddies off the racetrack, but do you kind of confer with each other because it's just the two of you under the blue oval against the world?
Yes and no. I mean, we're definitely good friends, but you know, we drive for two different organizations that are really, you know, tough competitors. So, you know, I feel like we try to help each other when we can. Earlier in the year when we were doing practice, we would go and just kind of after practices, our crew chiefs would meet and we would meet and we would kind of talk about, you know, what we felt like the track was doing or whatever. So, you know, there's definitely that full camaraderie. But, you know, as far as on the racetrack, I feel like me and him race each other harder than anybody else on the racetrack. So, you know, I'm sure next week at Talladega will be a little bit different just because we have to help each other. But, yeah, I mean, we try to help each other, but it's hard when you drive for two different organizations.
And what was it like getting Zippy his first Xfinity Series win? Thank you.
I didn't know it was his first one. It was cool for me, you know, growing up a diehard Tony Stewart fan. You know, I was a big Zippy fan as well. So I hate the circumstances that it was under, but it was, you know, truthfully really cool for me to have to just work with Zippy. And then to obviously win was really special too. So. I don't know what the plan is the next 3 weeks, but we're off to a good start, so we just got to continue to do that.
Safe travels.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take our next question from Bob Pockers. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, so was today any different with Zippy calling the shots, or if you didn't know who was up there, would it would have been any, would you not have known?
I mean, the voice is obviously different. You know, just how Boswell communicates is different than Zippy. You know, every crew chief has their own kind of style, but I thought me and Zippy did a good job. You know, Zippy did a really good job of asking Boswell questions. Boswell did a really good job of relaying the most information that he could to Zippy about what I typically like and you know, the kind of the changes that normally hit for me. So, you know, truthfully, I fully expected to take off today and kind of drive away from the field, and we were not good at all. You know, that first stage, we ran 12th, and we couldn't get out of our own way, and we just kept making big, big swings at it, and, you know, we still weren't the greatest by any means on that long run. You know, I was able to run the 9 down a straightaway, but I was, you know, that was literally everything I had in the tank. So, you know, the 9 was definitely the better race car today, but I felt like yesterday we had one kind of taken away, so it was nice to, you know, kind of steal a win today, even though we weren't the best car, and obviously the costume came perfect. Our pit crew, I just got to give them a shout-out. They've been unbelievable all year long, and today was just another testament to that.
And did you get any sense after the race yesterday? I mean, was the team embarrassed? Were they angry? Like, what's the feeling when something like that happens?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all of the above. You know, it's a mistake. Mistakes happen. You know, perfect example was at Atlanta last week. I made a huge mistake. It cost us the race. It was no different than the mistake made yesterday. And, you know, we're a team. We all believe in each other. We all have trust in each other. And, you know, the good thing is I feel like we've continually been the fastest race car week in and week out. And, you know, it's just one mistake. We can't make those kind of mistakes. And it's obviously a huge mistake. But, you know, it was definitely frustration, embarrassment. You know, we're just better than that as a company. But like I said, we all got to keep our heads up. And today just shows that we can still get it done, even, you know, with 3 guys down.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Chase, we appreciate you joining us. Congrats again on the win. And we wish you the best of luck next week.
Yeah, thank you.